Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Can you hear me when I pray for you? Never knew tears could make an ocean blue. Fear of forever is a door that I don't want closed. Closed. Pictures and pictures of the smile I remember. This just can't all be true. He makes the biggest mistake, the unforgivable that makes your heart break. I hope you tell him sorry's just not enough, and it goes from good to bad, so I can have you back. Tells how long it's been, and I accept the blame as to why you're with him. He wouldn't approve of us just being friends. Please, that's all I need. Out of respect, I'll back away for a while. I promise. back.
Wow, everybody, welcome to another episode of Unmask with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And that tune was Joe, So I Can Get You Back. You know, he's saying people ought to make a mistake. He wants his woman's back. But anyway, tonight is going to be a special night. We're going to be sharing some different musical styles and sharing how music is, important in our life and why we need it. But I first want to say hello to all my listeners, north and south, east and west, and all the ones in United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK, where I got a special friend there, Lawrence Iron Moody. How you doing, darling? Canada, Jim Sweatingham. Hello, baby. Nigeria, Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan. My friend over there, I can't pronounce his name, Batiste, but he's a pastor. Batiste, you know who I'm talking to. How you doing, baby? My friends in Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, and Netherlands. So before I get started into the musical selection, I want to say hello to my co-hosts, Chris and Mark. How y'all doing, guys?
Hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, baby.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Terry. I'm doing great. It's another Friday. Let's do it. Let's talk about music.
We're going to do this thing. You know, I just want to say music is so very important. I think that's the universal language. You know, whether you can speak any kind of foreign language, people can relate to music because music transcends so many levels. It goes to the spirit, you know. It, you know, makes you feel good because I've seen a friend of mine, you know, who passed away after he was hearing his family gather around and singing different songs to him. He waited, you know, he waited till everybody was there, you know, and music sometimes brings people out of comas, you know, so that is very important, the power of music, you know. And like, you know, like I said, I speak English and I speak very poquito Spanish and broken English, but, you know, if I play music, any and everybody loves it. Now, if you hear this noise in the background, my little dog is—he's chewing with his bone, and he is just so noisy underneath my feet. He won't move. But before I find the song that I want to play, Chris, how does music affect your life, and how big is it in your life?
Well, I like music. I like all kinds of music, but like it helps me. It helps me with depression, whether it be, life depression. And I like, you know, it makes me cry, makes me laugh. It tells great stories, the music I listen to. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to kind of make me cry, too. For some reason, it just makes me reflect, you know, and you're right, it helps you don't feel depressed. Music is important to everybody. And, Mark, how does music affect your life?
Oh, my God. I mean, I could write a book about how music – I listen to music every day. Most days I sing in the bathtub. I sing while music is on. I learn the word. It lifts my mood. It makes me happy. I share it online. I mean, it's a huge force in my life. Oh yeah, you were talking about, you know, I told my sister when I die I want her to play Diana Ross and the Supremes at my funeral, right?
Yeah.
And they're gonna play and they're gonna play Bette Midler at yours too, right, Chris Michael?
I hope so.
Did he say no?
I hope so.
Oh, he said he hopes so. I thought you had said no.
No, you put it in your will. You put it in your will. You tell Mark, yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah. Well, my daughter, she knows when I die to play the song by Shirley Caesar, I Remember Mama. You know, I'm sure a lot of y'all have heard that song. Yep.
The one like I Always Love My Mama, that one, or another one?
Yeah, I always love my mama. She's my favorite. Oh, and that's a song by, I Love My Mama is a song about these kids was outside playing, and she was one of them. And when she was outside playing, you know, she started to jump up and down like she was playing church. And then her brother said, she's playing church. He said, no, baby, she's not playing church because she got filled with the Holy Spirit. And she started jumping up and down. And, they, oh, God, that song just made me cry. But the song you're talking about is by an R&B group. I'm not talking about that one. Shirley
that, that was fine. Yeah, the one I'm talking about was by the Intruders. And come to think of it,
yeah.
I remember you playing the Shirley Caesar once. You played it on the show once.
I did the Shirley Caesar one?
Yes, you did. Now that I recall, yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah, I want when I leave up out of here, I want that because, I just like that song. That's a nice song. You know, so out of all the songs, I know Bette Midler and Reba McEntire, Chris, you're very fond of them. Is there any favorite, all-time favorite songs that you like that sticks out in your brain?
To me?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I like Bette Midler most of all. You know, I like the song she does is called Glory of Love, and that's a good song. It's a song she covered by somebody else who made it famous before her, but it's a song about life, you know, how you're going to give a little, take a little, laugh a little, cry a little.
Yeah, that was in the movie Beaches.
One. Yep, it was.
Yeah, and the video is really nice. It shows, I guess, how when the person died, the little girl was in the car, and they was taking her away. That, you know, that is a really, really nice song. I agree with
you.
Yeah,
Barbara Hershey died in the movie, and that she played the little girl's mom. Yeah, not to give anything away too much.
Okay, yeah, but that's an old movie, but it's still a nice tune. Yeah. Still a nice tune. But you know something?
Yeah.
And what's your all-time favorite, baby? Mark Darling?
My all-time favorite?
Yep.
Oh, well, it's got to be The Supreme Someday We'll Be Together. That has got way up there. All the Motown songs, all of those, of course. When we talk about Bette Midler, my favorite Bette Midler was obviously The Rose and From a Distance.
Oh, yeah.
And I love her first album. I lived and breathed that first album of Bette Midler. I love that album. Well, I always love that. I hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So many. But you know, when we were talking about a musical taste. You know, now that technology is a part of our life, Terry.
Yes.
We can connect with our musical heroes faster. The other day, I posted it online. You know, I've been listening to the Manhattan Transfer's new album. Are you familiar with
them? I love them. Oh, yes.
Well, anyway, I've been living with it, and now I know all the words. So I can go. I went on Twitter, and I told them exactly how I felt about it. And they liked my tweet, which was kind of, you know, it's exciting to know that you can connect with the people that you idolize, and they'll get back to you and say, that's great. So that's what that's what technology now. Everything's connected now, which I love.
You just gotta make sure it's.
No, it was them. They had a little check, the green check mark by it. I know it was them.
Yeah. Okay.
That one with Diana Ross wasn't her. That was somebody else. Just said the name.
Yeah. I'm just making sure. That's all.
Yeah. You're the one who pointed that out to me. That a lot of times they say they're the group, but it has to be authenticated by Twitter. Yes.
Okay. Well. On that note, guys, we're going to play a couple of tunes, and then we'll be back and give
this
our feedback on those tunes.
This is a song I've been singing a long time. It's like an old friend. But, you know, I think it's only recently that I discovered what it's really about. You've got to be. Take a little and let your poor heart break.
That she sang a song like that, because it's a song that resonates. I mean, it's almost 30 years old, like me, but it still resonates.
Okay, and how did you feel about the song, Mark?
Well, the Bette Midler song made me feel very nostalgic, and it made me feel very bluesy. And the Belle Biv DeVoe song made me feel kind of energetic and frenetic, and like I wanted to get up and dance. So, styles. But Bette Midler has a way of phrasing her songs so beautifully that they can reduce you to tears. They really, really could.
Yeah, because it's the heart. You know, I wasn't impressed, but I would say, like you said, bluesy, because when I was listening to it, I felt relaxed, and I felt like I need to reflect on, you know, the pain that was coming through on the lyrics, you know. And when I played Bill DeVoe, man, I said, man, my legs got to move. I said, oh, man, I need to jump up and party.
Yeah, me too.
That's why, you know, music, you don't even know have to know what they're saying, but that beat, pal, you know, it gets you. You know, I said, my goodness, I did that on purpose. But you know something, I know that you're going to love this song by Diana Ross. I'm going to play her song for you, Mark. But I had found the song and I uploaded it on my studio, and I'm still trying to see did they uploaded all the songs. But until I find that song, I'm just going to play another song, and we'll get right back and we'll hit them Supremes. Y'all hang in there with us.
All right.
Everything. How about I'll be nothing? Nothing at all to you.
by Diana Ross, and it's called Until We Meet Again. Is that one of your favorites?
Oh, my God. I was listening to it, and, you know, that whole album, Terry, reminds you know how certain songs remind you of a certain time in your life?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, with that song and with that album, I had just gotten out of, it was in the late 90s, and I had just gotten released from San Quentin doing my little prison stint, and
mm-hmm.
I was living in Santa Clara County, and I couldn't come home to San Diego until my parole was up in a few years, and that was that was lonely time for me, and I wanted to come home so bad, but that music and that album kept me going. Wow.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, music is so important because depending on the lyrics and the tempo, it can dictate what kind of day you want to have. You know what I'm saying? Because if you start in your day and you got the upbeat music like Poison by Bib DeVoe, you're going to be bouncing out the door. But if you got soft music and the lyrics are pertaining to something that you are going through, it'll make you solemn, make you like, you know, stoic, composed. So music does affect a lot of things. And that's why, you know, when people die, it's so important, the song selection, because they want to send that person off to glory in a song that they probably liked in life or because it makes the heart tender. And does it
that's
affect
right.
you that way, Chris?
Yeah, the songs really affect me that way, too. I remember when my grandmother died, my dad's mom, we were close, and we wasn't close, and I chose the Ben Mittler song Wind Beneath My Wings to play her funeral, and I think about her when I play that song. I don't know why I chose that to play that at a funeral, but we were close for many years, and then we wasn't. I don't know.
Wow. You know, and that's good. That song, when I hear that song, Wind Beneath My Wings, it's like a song of encouragement. Or like, you know, I wouldn't be who I am if you didn't push me. You know, that's a beautiful song by Bette Midler. It really is.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, next I think what I'm going to try is I'm going to play two songs, and I want to see whether or not you and Mark can figure out what movie this song played in. So let me go down here and see if I can find a good one for y'all.
Okay.
Well, I'll get it.
You said you'll get it? Okay.
Y'all
well,
get
we're going to see.
Yeah.
Then, cause, that's right, Chris. Tell me you ain't trying to hear that, you know? I know some things too. Shoot. Okay.
No. I'll get it.
Well, here we go. This is the first tune. And tell me what movie this came from after the song is over.
Okay.
We belong together. And you know. How could you love me?
Though I'm missing you,
how different lyrics and sounds and music, how it affects our individual life. Now, these last two songs I played were from different movies. So start with the youngest, Chris. Name one movie one of those songs came from.
Well, I think the first one you played is from Waiting to Exhale. Is that right?
Ding, 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 ding. You're absolutely right. Boys to Men. End of the Road. Yeah. Okay.
And I,
I'm surprised. Go on. Well, don't answer the second one. I'm going to see what Mark knows. The second song, Mark, was in what movie?
Well, I think it was, I hear Gladys Knight, and is Brandy in it? Does Brandy sing on that song?
Brandy sung the song, but she was not in the movie.
I don't know. That's a good one.
Okay, Chris, do you know?
No, I don't know. I can't come up with the title for that one. What was it?
It's called Set It Off with Queen Latifah.
I saw that movie.
Say Jada Pinkett.
Me too. Jada Pinkett.
Set It Off. And that was
maybe
a scene where the girl was already on the bus, Jada Pinkett, and other girl, Vivica J. Fox, she was running, and the cops shot her, you know, while she was running towards the bus. And then when he looked up, he saw Jada Pinkett Smith looking out the window crying, and he didn't say anything. He just acted like he didn't see her. He just let her go because the movie started off when they shot her brother by mistake, you know, profiling him, and he was a college student. And all these things and events, you know, that he got mad, you know, and that's why he started robbing the banks. And this police officer, and he knew that he done killed her other two friends earlier, you know, and he saw her on the bus crying. And when the cops was looking, he looked up and they made eye contact. He acted like he didn't see her, you know. And that's a fantastic movie, Set It Off. Y'all remember watching that movie? I loved it.
I do. But I remember also the album that The End of Our Road by Boyz II Men was, because I used to have it. It was called Coolie High Harmony.
Okay, but that was also Waiting to Exhale, that particular song. Boyz II Men did the song track for Coolio High. You're right, but that song played. He was writing for Waiting to Exhale.
It was also on a soundtrack of Boomerang, the movie Boomerang.
Really? I didn't know that.
I just looked it up.
Okay, well, go on. Well, enlighten us. I'll say that again about that song and where it's been played. Yeah.
It's it was on all kinds of actual End of Our Road, Boyz II Men. Hold on. Boyz II Men. We'll talk about something else until I get the information.
So that's how you had your answer. Well, Chris, did you know it from your head, or did you look it up on how'd you know it, Chris? The first one, Waiting to Exhale. Did you look it up too?
No, I didn't look it up. I just guessed it. I didn't look nothing up.
He did, baby.
He did it
the honest way.
Right.
I couldn't think of it.
So Mark cheated. That's what he did. He just cheated. But go on, Chris. You got it the right way.
Well, I'm sorry. Oh yeah, it was okay. It was on it was the number one single for 1992, and it reached number one in all kinds of countries. Yes, that was a huge song.
Okay, well, y'all think y'all slick. Okay, I'm gonna play two more songs. I'm not gonna say movie. I want you to tell me who the artist is who wrote the songs. See how smart y'all is now, okay?
I will look it up.
Yeah, well, you can try. Her name ain't said on the music, so here we go.
Details, these red bodies.
start with Mark this time. Tell me the artist of one of those songs, or tell me the title of one of those songs. See how well versed you are musically.
Well, the first one I know right off the bat because I used to be one of my favorite songs back in
so
the day.
It's called
"Best of Me" by Maya.
Wrong. Wrong.
What?
Wrong.
What?
Chris, do you know
<Uh-oh>.
one of those people who sung those two tunes?
Yeah, the second one was Reba McEntire, Linda Davis, but she didn't write that song. The songwriters were Sandy Knox and Billy Stretch. So
okay, I don't care, but you're right. It was by Reba McEntire. Do you know what the song title is?
Does She Love You with Linda Davis
and Reba
McEntire.
Ding, 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 ding. Do you know the first one, Mark?
I did know the Reba McEntire song. Yes, I did.
Okay, do you know what the first one was?
Who are you asking?
I'm asking you, Mark.
I thought it was The Best of Biba by Maya.
No, darling. Chris, you got any idea?
No, I don't know.
The song was called Easy by Demetria McKinney.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all both get licks. But you did good. You got one out of two, Chris. Mark, you get a lick, baby. But you know, so, I want to thank you two guys for tuning in with me every Friday like you do. And I had somebody inbox me. They wanted to know, could they holler at my co-hosts, and I said no. Because, number one, Chris, you are in a relationship. And number two, Mark, only person you want to meet, you're going to meet them in person. I don't play as meeting people online and stuff because immediately my radars go up, what they want. So, you know, I just want y'all to know that some people have been inboxing me about can they holler at y'all. They've been looking at the picture on our show. So, I don't know. They might want to talk to Chris because he looked very young. And a lot of people, they think when you're young that you're stupid. Just because you're young don't mean you're stupid. And they want to talk to you because, you know, some people like that little Latin flavor.
You can be old and stupid too, Terry. You can be old and stupid.
Don't I know, because I have some stupid days myself, okay? And I'm not a stupid person. But some days, like, whoop. But you know, some fellas, we have come to the end of our road right here. We got 2 minutes on the clock, so I would give y'all a chance to say a shout out to whoever, and we're going to get up out of here. And it's going to be the end of Unmasked this week. You know, this Friday, we're going to shut it down. You can say goodbye, Mark and Chris.
Goodbye. Time flies, never been fun. I hate it. I hate when the show ends.
Me too,
I know.
Baby.
Party is such sweet sorrow, you know?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, I love y'all both, but we got to get up out of here because we're down to
love
second.
Too.
Hugs and kisses. And we'll see
love
y'all
you
next week.
Kiss, kiss.
Okay.
Hug, kiss, kiss. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Y'all take care now.
Take care, honey.
You too.